This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Netflix's Tiger King, which has a cast of real-life bizarre personalities and sinister plot twists, is the number one show on TV. The show scored a 97% critics rating, putting it at the top of the most popular TV shows list, ahead of Netflix's Ozark, USA Network's Queen of the South, and USA's The Sinner. Yep, just like meth, it's addictive. Cardi B is planning a GoFundMe page to free Joe Exotic, the star of Tiger King. She feels that Joe wasn't given a fair shake in court, and she plans to remedy that. In January, he was sentenced to 22 years in federal prison for his role in a murder-for-hire plot to kill animal rights activist Carol Baskin. "They did Joe so dirty over and over again," she said. Yep, dirtied. Brrr. Lady Gaga's father, a New York restaurateur, is taking some serious social media heat after asking the public to donate money so he can pay his employees. Joe Germanotta, who owns Joanne Trattoria, started a GoFundMe campaign in hopes of raising $50,000 to cover staff wages after the restaurant was temporarily closed. Shallow. Cheapskate. If you're Harry Styles, why have two regular mansions when you can have one super mansion? The actor-singer paid about $37 million for two 18th-century homes next door to each other in London with the plan of turning them into one massive mansion. And he's using Meghan Markle's interior designer to give the places some styles. Sorry. With nowhere to go, Americans have turned to the one friend that is always there for us in good times and in bad, TV. The three television shows that have benefited the most from the coronavirus lockdowns are NBC's Superstore, up 43%, ABC's 2020, up 35%, and ABC's Shark Tank, up 26%. Well, some things are looking up. Future is donating face masks to hospital workers and patients to combat the mask shortage. The rapper is partnering with a sewing organization to provide face masks in a campaign appropriately titled Mask On. The Three Wishes Foundation, founded by Future, his sister, and his mother, are calling for the need for medical equipment. Yes, mask on, not mask off. Sorry. Pitbull has created a new song that's meant to inspire us and feel positive amidst the coronavirus epidemic. He said, quote, "Let's show the world how powerful it is when we come together to fight for one cause. That's called life," unquote. The video for the song was filmed on the rooftop of Slam Charter School in Miami. He wants everyone to fight hard and stick together. Amen. Tom Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson have returned from Australia, where they were both stricken with corona while filming Baz Luhrmann's untitled Elvis biopic. Hanks, 63, said, quote, "Hey folks, we're home now, and like the rest of America, we carry on with sheltering in place and social distancing," unquote. And then he proceeded to eat his wife. Nasty corona. Nickelodeon fans' dreams came true when the cast of Victorious reunited to celebrate the show's debut 10 years ago. Ariana Grande, Victoria Justice, and their co-stars were supposed to get together in person to commemorate the anniversary, but due to the shelter-in-place rules around the country, the cast all hopped on a Zoom call. They thanked their fans and generally looked bored. Kelly Osbourne shared her recent family visit during the pandemic. The former Fashion Police co-host, 35, posted a photo of herself visiting with her famous parents, Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne. The trio were pictured sitting poolside, where they kept their distance from one another as they wore masks over their faces. Ozzy said, "Who are these people? And is it 1987? Classic female rapper DaBrat shared an emotional video in which she shows off an early birthday gift from her girlfriend, Kaleidoscope Hair Product CEO Jessica Dupart. "I've always been a private person until I met my heart's match, who handles some things differently than I do. Thank you, baby. Oh, and general public, I'm gay." Okay, duh, brat. After moving to the U.S. and leaving the royal family behind, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle must now pay for their own security team. The couple had been living in Canada under the protection of British security and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. The price of their security team will cost millions of dollars per year, but who is footing the bill in America is up in the air. Freeloaders! Fox News viewers noticed something was off during the Justice with Judge Jeanine show, particularly host Jeanine Pirro's disheveled appearance and slurred speech at times. However, a Fox News spokesperson said that technical difficulties, which included the loss of a teleprompter, marred the show's first at-home broadcast. I'll go with whiskey. Lush. David Geffen's Instagram post created enough backlash that he's made his account private. Geffen, who co-founded DreamWorks and Asylum Records and has a net worth of $7.7 billion, shared his escape from coronavirus to the Grenadines on his $590 million yacht. The yacht has become a party spot for Hollywood's rich and famous. Geffen has become an a-hole. The Trash Bin. More than a decade after her last solo pop single, actress Lindsay Lohan has announced a return to music. "I'm back," Lohan proclaims at the end of a cryptic video she shared on social media. The upcoming song will mark Lohan's first piece of original music since the dance pop banger Bossy, which dropped in 2008. Gee, and the nausea from that finally went away.
The news wrap-up.
Data from 68,000 fitness trackers show Americans are moving less and sleeping more under quarantine. Airbnb has extended the coronavirus cancellation to May 31st, setting aside $250 million to pay hosts for missed stays. Verizon customers are making 800 million calls a day now, double the amount on Mother's Day. Due to the effects of coronavirus, the Fed is estimating the unemployment rate may hit 32%.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Disney's Onward is the top streaming film of the week.
The number one album.
Calm by 5 Seconds of Summer is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
Yep, it's still Plague Incorporated. Perfect.
The number one book.
Little Fires Everywhere from Celeste Ng. That's the number one top-selling nonfiction book.
When everyone is stuck at home, endlessly watching Netflix and getting fatter by the day, putting out an 11-track album of pure, unadulterated dance floor bangers may especially require some first-class, grade-A, balls. Well, Dua Lipa has new songs made for getting ready for the night out, singing on the way to the night out, and then partying on the night out. She wasn't sure if this was the right time, but she had to make an executive decision. The album was already leaked to the internet, and free copies were being downloaded by the nanosecond. In any case, we need joy right now, and great music to move our bodies to in between snacking, so we're very thankful for Dua Lipa's new music. From her new album, Future Nostalgia, here's Dua Lipa with the song of the week, Break My Heart.
Center of attention, you know you can get whatever you want from me. Whenever you want it, baby, it's you in my reflection. I'm afraid of all the things it could do to me. If I would've known it, baby, I would've stayed at home, 'cause I was doing better alone. But when you said hello, I knew that was the end of it all. I should've stayed at home, 'cause now there ain't no letting you go. Am I falling in love with the one that could break my heart? Oh no, I was doing better alone. But when you said hello, I knew that was the end of it all. I should've stayed at home, 'cause now there ain't no letting you go. Am I falling in love with the one that could break my heart? Oh no, I was doing better alone. But when you said
That was Dua Lipa with the song of the week, Break My Heart. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.